Glory Hole. Chapter 1. The bedroom was quiet. The ticking of the alarm clock seemed strangely loud. Officer Don Rault wondered if it would keep him awake. His mind was in turmoil. His thoughts would not leave the man he had arrested that evening, but kept returning to him. It was as though something had gone wrong. But he knew that it hadn't. Nothing had been really out of line, so far as he could tell. But he kept remembering the haunted look in the old man's eyes, and he felt vaguely guilty and uneasy. What had there been about the man's face to cause him so much unrest? He was a married man, a grandfather, in fact, but a lot of the men in the force hauled in were grandfathers. Nevertheless, Don felt contaminated. At times like this, he wondered why he had ever applied for duty on the vice squad. It was an unsavory occupation, to say the least. He hadn't realized just how unsavory it could be until he'd had to spend hour after hour in a park building which smelled strongly of stale urine. If he had been driven to such a job by high ideals or a strong sense of moral obligation, this was soon dispelled by the terrible expressions on the faces of the men he arrested. He couldn't dismiss these thoughts as easily as the other plainclothes officers did. He could not forget that some of these men had wives and families, and he often wondered what effect the charge of a sex offense had upon those families. True enough, these men should have considered the possibilities of arrest before undertaking to have sex in a restroom, but this could not absolve Don from feeling that he'd done an injustice to those families, even if he was only doing his job. Don tossed on the bed and kicked the light sheet which covered his nude body. He could see his reflection in the dresser mirror, and it seemed odd to be able to view himself from that angle. The light was dim, but there was enough illumination for him to see in fairly good detail. He spread his legs and watched his large, heavy nuts slowly roll around the sheet. He loved to sleep nude, always had. An itch between his testicles caused him to scratch, cupping his nuts in his hand as he did so. The two globes moved about freely like ball bearings in the damp bag of skin. His cock lay heavily upon his abdomen, still unfulfilled after his day's work. He fingered it thoughtfully, idly wondering at how much his cock was now his livelihood. Yes, he thought, as much as any male whore. As much as any prostitute, his meat was his bread and butter, so to speak. He had had about 10 erections that day in various men's rooms around town in the role of enticer. He wondered how long he would be able to continue doing that, forcing himself to get hard while standing at a urinal. Then he remembered the glory hole through the partition and the urinal in the park. He had stuck his cock through and had felt the warm, moist mouth engulf him. Remembrance of those sensations caused his cock to telescope, hardening on his belly. He felt the warm, rounded head burning into the cool flesh of his abdomen. His cock jumped once, lifting from his stomach entirely before thumping solidly back to rest. He could count his heartbeats by the throbs of his meat. His nuts really did ache after several hours of postponed excitement. He thought that it was not physically good for him to endure such periods of excitement without any release. Yet that was the job, and there was nothing else to do but carry on with the routine. He outlined the shape of his cock with two fingers, delicately tracing a path around the edges and feeling the inevitable bit of moisture begin to come to the urethra. Whenever he got excited, the flow increased, and he was continually annoyed with the necessity for wiping the head of his cock many times during the course of the day. Otherwise, his underwear became stiff with the stuff. He thought about the old man's mouth. His partner, Ed Pfister, had to be the one to break it up. They always worked that way. Whichever one had succeeded in enticing one of the unsuspecting and unwary would have to allow the man to place his mouth upon his cock so that the other could witness the act. In this case, it had been Don who had stuck his cock through the glory hole after he had displayed himself and received the welcoming sign indicated by a crooked finger beckoning him. What had surprised Don was that the guy had been so good. In the short number of weeks he'd been on the force, he'd never yet run into another cocksucker as good as that one. He remembered the tight suction that had clasped him and the wet, swirling tongue which had nutated rapidly around the sensitive head of his dick. How tempted he'd been to let the man finish, to complete the act, and to achieve the climax that his aching nuts had screamed for. He hadn't known what the man looked like. He hadn't known that he was a man in his 60s, although he decided that probably wouldn't have had anything to do with his reaction anyway. They were supposed to respond erotically to any person regardless of age. I should have told Ed to stay outside a little longer, Don thought. He knew that it would be quite some time before he ran into another guy with as much talent as that one seemed to have. Well, if they did send him away, his talents would be put to good use, he decided. That was one reason that Ed had told him he'd like to pick up the old guys. Most of them didn't have much of a place to live in, and few of them had anyone who cared a damn about them. A good number of them were glad to be caught, glad to be sent somewhere where they got 3 square meals a day, a bed to sleep on, and lots of nice meat to chew up. The remembrance of that hot, wet mouth caused his cock to remain absolutely rigid. It wasn't going to take no for an answer this time. His fingers delicately manipulated the pulsing organ and then encircled the shaft lovingly. He continued to look at his reflection in the mirror. He pumped slowly and noticed that his nuts jogged up and down with the movement. In the warm weather, they hung down far from his groin, and although they were fairly large in any weather, now they appeared at their largest. He touched them once more, feeling the ropey veins filled with fluid. Prolonged excitement without release had captured some of the prosthetic fluid there, and it had to come out. He knew that much about biology. It would be harmful to let it remain distending those veins. This practice was what caused the condition commonly known as nut ache. He was pumping faster now, and the bed began to tremble from the rapid movement of his arm. The pleasure was increasing. He crossed his legs at the ankle, a habit he'd gotten into early in adolescence because it made for quieter masturbation. His bedroom had been right next to that of his grandmother's, so he found out early in the game that the sound of popping nuts carried in the night air. Once the habit had been established, it was difficult to break. Once the pleasure had really taken hold, he tried to ignore the pain in his nuts. He concentrated upon the memory of that wet, warm, sucking mouth. The tongue had felt like velvet. God, if he'd only known how good that guy was. He imagined how it might have been if they had gone on uninterrupted. He could almost feel the pull of the strong suction as the mouth would draw upwards toward the tip of the cock. His imagination was so strong that for a brief second he almost could feel the tongue swirl about the head. His hand was pumping furiously by this time. He had worked up a slight sweat, and even his cock was perspiring. Or was that from his palm? He wasn't sure, but it didn't waste much time worrying about it. His nuts felt even clammier than they had before. 10 minutes went by. Wouldn't he ever come? His arm ached and his elbow wanted a rest, but his cock would not let him stop. He increased the tempo, holding to bring about the longed-for release. Apparently, the many erections and interruptions during the day had caused a delay in the mechanism. His response was not as rapid as it used to be when he'd been in his teens. His legs were now cramping him, and what worried him more was the little squeaks the bedspring emitted from the movement upon them. He hoped that the guy in the next room couldn't hear or else was asleep. His arm began to ache so badly that he switched to using his left hand, although this proved a little awkward, for he wasn't used to using that hand much. When that hand and arm tired, he returned to his good right one, gripping his cock tighter in an effort to wring the cum from it. He was near now. He could feel the delicate change in the skin of the head as it prepared to jet out. Closer. Closer. The bed was really squeaking now, but he couldn't stop. Even if someone walked into the room, he knew he'd be unable to stop. Then he shot his load. He could barely suppress the groan of relief, and his tired arm flopped down on the damp sheet even as the spurts of fluid made puddles on his abdomen and navel. He felt something warm and wet hit his chin, and he was once more amused at the power behind his ejaculatory ducts. When it came time to throwing a load, nobody could beat Don Rault. Out of all his childhood gang, he'd outdistanced all of them in their jerk-off contests. He lay there panting for a while, trying to get his wind back. He felt exhausted, and his limbs ached. He massaged his angry nuts and felt this vein subsiding. At least he'd been able to sleep comfortably. But he had to clean up. He got up, turned on the lamp, and went to stand before his dresser mirror. He poured a little water from the pitcher onto the end of a towel and wiped up the semen from his chest, abdomen, and neck. For the 100th time, he hoped that someday he'd be able to afford to move out of the boarding house. He wanted to have a private bathroom once more, to know what it felt like to be able to sit on the toilet without hurrying just in case one of the other boarders got caught short. He toweled his body in an attempt to free himself from the sticky feeling the perspiration had worked up. He felt very tired, and fell upon the bed into a deep, dreamless sleep.